This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Protesters across Wisconsin have been marching for more than a month, calling for changes to the state's criminal justice system and other measures to curb years of systemic racism. Several local governments have approved changes, but proposals aren't moving quickly at the state capitol. Laurel White reports.
On June 1st, hundreds of protesters blocked John Nolan Drive, a major thoroughfare in Madison, for several hours. They chanted, they linked arms, they danced. And as the afternoon progressed, they hollowed out a circle in the middle of the crowd for speakers.
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
All power to the people!
All power to the people!
One of those speakers in the middle of the crowd was a young Black man, a recent high school graduate, who said he was tired of politicians' lack of action.
Mayors, governors, everybody, we didn't talk to them. And they promised us so much.
He'd been marching in protests and attending community meetings since 2015, when Black teenager Tony Robinson was killed by a Madison police officer. He says they were promised things would change, but nothing did.
We had somebody sit in our face and tell us what they was going to do, but they did nothing.
Yeah! Yeah.
He said politicians shouldn't come to protesters anymore to tell them what they're going to do. He said this time, don't talk to him until it's done.
They are not alone in the fact that they feel alienated and ignored.
This is State Representative Lakeisha Myers of Milwaukee. She leads the state legislature's Black Caucus.
One thing I will say is that I do believe that this particular iteration of, you know, the civil rights movement, because that's exactly what it is, will be different.
The Black Caucus sent a letter to Governor Tony Evers in early June, asking him to call a special session of the legislature in response to the Black Lives Matter movement. The governor has yet to do so. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes has defended the governor's choice. He says it's because the GOP-controlled legislature could gavel in and out of the session without taking any action, just like they did for a special session on gun laws last year.
At this critical moment, I don't think it's a good idea to have them deliver another slap in the face to so many people who are calling for justice.
During a Capitol press conference in late June, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss criticized the governor for releasing a set of proposed bills related to criminal justice. The bills would do things like bar police from using chokeholds.
He never consulted the legislature. It wasn't a time for partisan politics. It's a time for people of goodwill to sit down and say, where can we find that common ground?
Voss said it's unlikely the legislature will meet again before the end of the year. He says it's more realistic for lawmakers to, quote, take the time to see what the answers are.
And I also think that we need to have real actions, right? It's not just about changing the names of Eskimo pies and all these things that seem like they're just virtue signaling.
State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald didn't respond to requests for comment about Senate negotiations or his support for action on bills this year. Myers says she and others are working on changes at the state level. They include plans to ban no-knock warrants, to encourage more diversity in state contractors, and to put a penalty in place for people who recklessly call police on people who aren't committing crimes. But Myers concedes they probably won't get votes until next year.
I think the more immediate impacts can happen in this particular movement at the county and the municipal level.
Change is happening at the local level. School districts have voted to remove police officers from schools. There's talk about cutting local police department budgets. Change in state government remains an afterthought, at least for now. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.